And up next is Maddie.
Night and the spirit of life calling Mamela, and a voice with the fear of a child answers.
All right, and that was Maddie with He Lives in You. This is an Elton John, Tim Rice collaboration.
Oh, again.
For the for the Lion King musical, or for this version, I think, is a Lion King 2 movie.
Yeah, this is the movie version, but it's originally, because Dylan will call us on this, it's from Rhythm of the Pride Lands originally.
Right.
Then it was from the second one, and then it was from the musical.
I thought it was musical, then the movie.
Oh, yeah, it was musical, then the movie, but this was the movie, the Rhythm of Pride Lands / movie version.
This is a mixing note. I think because I know this version pretty well, I would have liked some more echo or reverb to your voice on some parts.
Yeah, agree.
Because, the movie version just spoiled me. Yay, Maddie's healthy again. Because we care for your health, believe it or not. We're nice that way. I have, like, around 227 when you picked up He Lives in Me. I was really happy. I was like, yay. I like your voice in this. Near the end, your energy was hilly. Like, it was down, it was, like, normal, and then it just went really up, and then a few lines later, it was a repeat of that. I don't know if y'all caught that or not.
I have notes on it.
Okay. But overall, that's all I have, and good job. I liked your voice in this. I would have liked a little more echo, and okay, yeah, I'm done.
For me, it felt like the same line, just like cut and pasted over and over again. Like, I didn't feel any difference in what you were singing because it's such a repetitive song. Yeah. You have to make each phrase of it a little different to seem like it's different, but it kind of all felt the same. And the only differences were towards the end, when you were kind of, he lives in you. Oh, he lives in me. It was a little different there. But for the most part, it was a little too.
Calm down, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's breathing. For the most part, it was kind of going through the singing motions for me. It just kind of felt a little too repetitive for me overall. It just didn't fluctuate in levels enough for my liking. I liked your voice on it. I thought your voice was good for it, but I would have liked a bit more variation in what you were singing from line to line. Jeffers?
Oh man, the chocolate amped me up, so I'm super happy now.
Happy chocolate.
Yeah, it's milk chocolate crisp from Trader Joe's. Anyway, Maddie, I like your voice on this song too. There was this kind of little accent thing you were going on. You were putting on the word "have faith." You were like "have faith." Like she kind of put I don't know how to explain it. She was like she didn't just sing it. She did a slide on it that I really liked. I thought that some of the earlier parts you could have your singing and vocals could have been a bit softer. Like at the beginning, it was kind of a little hard for me. Like it was a little too belty for my liking. I would have liked it to start off a little bit softer, and then as the song goes along, gradually get a bit louder and louder, and that would probably help with the repetitiveness. But I thought some notes could have been held a little bit longer, but overall I like this, Maddie. It was good. And silence. I have stunned them.
You have silenced us.
I guess it's because I just don't know how I feel about this overall. I've heard you sing better, Maddie. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was not one of your best performances to date. Yeah.
Silence.
Silence. I think silence is a we're done.
Done.
Sign. Done.
Oh, Mary Fair. Yeah, that was my scary princess voice. But yeah, you're up.
Softly blows or lullabies. it's far to hush a blind mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing, soon they will fly your troubles to sea.
Feather with Hushabye Mountain from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and other Sherman Brothers. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Zell is the Sherman Brothers person, as you all know.
Yes.
This was really pretty. I liked this. And this was a special note that was in her email. Her husband did the arrangement and instrumental on this. And props to your husband, because that was really good. Because at first I thought, oh no, it's a MIDI file. And then it wasn't, and I was really happy and impressed with that, because
you can hear some of the hitting of the instruments.
Yeah, because at first it was so music boxy that it sounded like, and I was like, oh no, it's a MIDI file, and then all of a sudden it was so pretty, and those oohs in the very beginning were so hauntingly pretty. I loved that.
Yeah.
And really the only note here I have is, this is really pretty. It was so pretty, and there was just this, because it's Hushabye Mountain, and you were, the way you said hush, you were hushing, and it was very
lullaby and smooth.
It was very smooth and pleasant and lullaby-y. I could have fallen asleep to this, which I guess is, since it's a lullaby, is a compliment. I could have fallen asleep with this, so I guess that's a really good compliment since it's a lullaby, and I was
very
really
nice.
I was very happy with this. This was really nice. People are really stepping up their game from last week, and I'm very happy with that thus far tonight. So, Jeffers?
Yeah, this was super pretty, and it was a very nice lullaby. But, Ambi, I don't know how in the world you would fall asleep to this, because this, like, creeped me out in a good way. Like,
aww.
No, like, it was eerie, but I liked it. I don't. Is it supposed to be eerie? Eerie.
I don't know. I haven't seen Chitty Bang in years.
Me too.
In the movie, Dick Van Dyke is singing it to the kids in bed, so I don't think it's supposed to be eerie mysterious.
Well, I really liked it, Mary Feather, and like, I'm not sure what you do, but you really manage to always perform a soft, slow song well. Mm-hmm. And that's something a lot of people find really difficult, so good props to you. I really like this, Mary Feather. I don't have much to add. Good job.
I had to go with Ambi. This was very pretty. Kudos to your husband for the backdrop, because I love it. It should be on a this should be on a CD for like baby music, because it sounds like the stuff that they have on the crib.
Like when you wind up the thing that spins around and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy this overall. Yeah, I don't have much to say. I was like, happy. Next, it's Sherman Brothers, just because I really like it. I love everything about it.
I still...
She could look past the Sherman Brothers into what more it was.
Yes.
All right. Are we done?
Anything else? I'm done.
Chitty chitty bang bang chitty. Okay, done.
You chitty chitty bang bang chitty bang bang. We love you. Done.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me a G.
G.
It's O&G Aqua Turtle.
In looking like my time on earth is cooking, whether polka dotted, strapped, or even ticks, with some glamour guaranteeing every fiber of my being is displayed to quite remarkable effects. From your cradle via trousseau to your deathbed, you're on view. So never compromise, accept no substitute. I would rather wear a barrel than conservative apparel, because dress has always been my strongest suit. Staying in or hitting downwards, from the top and working downwards, I ensure that every stitch is stitched in time. Whether wig or hat or turban, whether clock, boudoir or urban, not to strut your stuff outrageously is a crime. And the few who are invited to my wardrobe are delighted as they wander through my things to find a route. That in negligee or formal, I am anything but normal, because dress has always been my strongest suit. Now you don't need a recital of the reasons why it's fatal that tonight my droppings will not be subdued. And that from coronet to sandal, no one else is worth the candle, that I couldn't make more impact in the nude. So bring me out my finest, most audacious, my divinest, most revealing, most expensive and to boot. Most arresting, most heart-stopping, most free-flowing, most eye-popping, because dress has always been my strongest suit.
So that was OMG Awkward Turtle with My Strongest Suit from Aida, the only song I can recognize right out off the bat from the Aida. Turtle, I wouldn't, this was an odd choice for you. Like, I didn't see it coming, but I thought it fit, it was a good choice for you. I liked it better than your last week's submission. It was kind of funny. It's like the pop version of the song, not Broadway version. And I think
it's the original.
I'm sure Zell will cover that when we get to her. But I think this pop version and original version fit your voice and style better than the Broadway version did. So that was a good choice on your part. I thought you could have had a bit more energy, because vocally it was good for me. But like, if it had a little bit more energy, it would be a better. But it was still all right. There was this one gap towards the end where there was not, like, it was kind of just the instrument, the background singer singing, and it was just kind of blank, and I wish you had, like, I don't know, done some improvs or did something to, like, fill in the blank, but other than that, it was good. I liked it. Zoe?
Okay. Well, as Jeffrey said, this is the pop, or as I like to call the original, it's the Spice Girls, basically. And I kind of suggested this to her because I was helping her find the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's so why it's this backing track. get to that in Ambie's notes.
I like pop version. Don't diss the pop version.
All right. I have to agree with Jeffers. This actually really does fit your voice. It sounds like you're having fun, especially with the Victoria's section, which is the last. I could pick this song out apart, okay? Around Vicky's part, it sounded like you were having fun because you had a little change-ups compared to the rest of the three other girls. You took liberties with Nelson's solos at the end, which I think was what Jeffers was saying with the ending having some spacing. Nelson does do some overlaps, and I think you missed a few of them, but the ones that you did do, you did take some liberties with them. This is more of a singing thing. When you say suit for the end of the verses, you never had the T sound at the end.
She has my singing impediment. Like, we don't pronounce our words quite right. We have that singing going on.
I felt like your voice changed a bit for when Baby came on. I'm sorry if I'm picking the song too much like I am. But yeah, I picked up on that. The problem with this version of the song is it's pretty much the same level of energy, so you really have to take some liberties with it, like make it a little more cutesy here, make it more aggressive here. So that's more something you want to do with this song, or at least this version. But overall, I kind of like this with it. I mean, it really fits your voice. So Ambie, Jeffers.
I had a dumb moment. Continue, Ambie.
Okay, I'm bringing Jeffers' dumb moment to the surface. While she's talking, he's typing. I just realized the names Zell said were Spice Girls' names. Oh, Jeffers, pat on the head. Anyways, to my notes. See, I'm not familiar with the pop version. I'm more familiar with the actual like cast recording version of it. I do agree with them that I think of the two versions, this was a better version for you personally to go with, because I don't think I could have heard you singing the cast recording Sherry Renee Scott version. But I don't know. The problem with this version is what Zell said, is that there really isn't a lot of levels in it emotion-wise. I think you could have been more playful with it, have fun with what you were saying. It just felt a little flat for me. And you said some words a little weird, like negligee. You were like negligee, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I heard that one.
She has that.
There was a couple of them. Yeah. That was the one that stood out the most for me, but there was a couple of them that you said words really weird for me. I don't know. It felt a bit kind of like how Maddie's did. How it was just kind of singing through the motions. It was a note I gave her, and it kind of felt the same way here, where I think you could have gone further with it and played around and had a bit more fun with it, but it just didn't go as far as I would have liked it to. And that's all I have.
Our Texan-ness is rubbing off on you.
Stop it.
Me and Turtle are both
no,
Texans.
I don't want to be Texan.
Yeah, the Texan-ness is just wrapping up on you.
Done!
Yeah.
Done!
Waxed and done. And up next is Maddie. Oh, Mary Fair! Yeah, that was my scary princess voice. But, yeah, you're up. Give me an O.
O.
Give me an M.
M.
Give me a G.
G.
It's OMG, Aqua Turtle. Coming up next is B. McCully. Next is Captain of Squad Zero. And finishing up part 4 is Aria.